It's cold outside. Is it cold outside?
I mean, he's wearing a shirt.
I don't know why.
He's drinking, like, coffee or something.
Yeah. I'm the closest one to the fire.
We both are drinking
coffee. Are you sure? I think he's closer.
Oh, that's true.
We're both drinking coffee.
No, what were we... Okay, so what were you... The last thing that we were talking about... Hey, we're back. Welcome. Hey, look, it recognizes two of us, but it doesn't recognize us.
It doesn't recognize the other ones.
We put boxes on our heads. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
We're blockheads.
So...
So, hey.
You said that twice.
Hey.
Is this sponsored by,
Hey.
Sponsored by, hey. I don't...
Yeah, today's show is brought to you by, hey. It's for horses.
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, hey.
So, what do we...
Hey.
I don't know. Welcome to the campfire. Thanks for joining us around here. We were talking... We left off yesterday talking about why you're required to take the courses that you're required to take in school.
And I was hoping you would tell us why, because I still find them pointless.
Since you are a teacher, you gotta tell us why.
Well, state law. I mean, you're required to take certain courses, and they just changed it. They changed it fairly recently to where you have to have 4x4. You have to have 4 maths, 4 sciences, 4 social studies, 4 Englishes, which I guess mostly was the truth before, but you didn't necessarily have to have 4 maths.
Yeah.
So, in a way, they're changing, they're trying to make those courses more applicable to whatever it is that you're doing. Like, there's like a, what are our alternative math classes? You don't have to take calculus, you can take.
I don't know, because I'm taking calculus.
You can take like an ag math kind of class.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh.
As your fourth math. So, I mean, they're trying to make them more applicable to different fields.
They're not doing it next year, but the year after, creative writing can take English 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
So creative writing right now just counts as like an elective class?
It's just a club right now, and we couldn't get it as a class for next year. So when it is a class after next year, they'll let you take it instead of English 4.
I like that.
I definitely agree that there are that a lot of the courses that you take, you're not necessarily going to use that in your real life. But I think that we do have here so many more different. We'll have a lot of the CTE, different courses available. We're like one of the only two schools in the nation, I think, that has the biodiesel program where we create.
Are we the only school in the nation that has it?
And then people get certified in that.
And I'm in it.
And growing the algae to turn it into the biodiesel, and you just
or just sell it because Mr. Riley he has tanks of algae. He just sells to people.
Oh yeah, we feed it to the freshmen and see if it's works before we send it off.
Like for growth for food? Is that a thing that people do with algae?
We make it into a protein powder.
We make it into like a little powdered protein or make it into powder.
So you can put it in like protein shakes?
We're doing this Google Science Fair thing where you have to come up with like an invention and something to like help the world, and that's something I thought about is like turning algae into like a food.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I love the Google Science Fair stuff. The young lady who won last year, like, she's so, like, so they do some of the answers.
Well, every sponsor chooses a winner. There's just, like, one grand, like, winner, though.
Yeah, for Google. But, like, she's famous now for the stuff that she's done, because she created a, I don't know, there's so many things that kids have created.
We just watched it, and I can't think of it, because we watched all, like, the winner's videos.
What, she create, like, some kind of test for or something for Ebola or something like
that?
Yeah. It's very weird. I hear strange noises of like people powering up and stuff like that in video games.
I don't know.
Do you hear that? Crickets and then like video game fire.
That's the surround sound we have outside the house.
Oh, it is a pretty
funny thing in the living room.
What were you? You were left over with us. We'd still get a 1 today on our ride.
Oh yeah.
if this were our end of course exam for English. The writing sample.
Anyways, going back, I know like we have like classes that we're supposed to take, but
that's what we were kind of talking about was that the auto program is going away next year.
It is,
and you wanted to save the auto program, and you were talking about how that we created people created a petition for it.
Before we go on, he's stuck with technology.
We talked about this yesterday.
I was answering a text that I got.
I mean, I'm gonna answer texts too as they come to me.
I'm dunking over your slate.
Because that is not our topic today, so I won't feel bad about pulling my phone out if I have to.
That was a long topic. But, I mean, that's last thing I was saying, was that to check out Student Boy. I actually have his book with me today. I'll go grab the book at some point. But to check that out. but it can still be saved. It's still, I mean, the decision's kind of... It's the train. You can hear the train from out here by the fire. You really can. It's 10 miles. 2 miles that way.
The horn doesn't work that way. It's running low on batteries.
The train uses batteries.
It doesn't sound, no, yeah.
It doesn't use batteries.
Shut up!
There we go. Yeah, I think the auto program's gone. I don't think they're going to be able to stop it.
Well, we can still, because they still have to take all the lifts out of the shop.
Yeah, they haven't decided what they're going to do with that stuff yet.
They have to get all the vehicles that we work on.
Can we make it into an indoor tennis court?
No, they were going to make it to the construction.
Move the construction over to that place. And then, yeah. There's a lot of big plans in the works.
Yeah.
I mean, they bought land over off Tram to build a third elementary school. And they haven't decided, or for a new elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And then they take one of them and turn it back into an intermediate school, the way we used to have. And, oh yeah.
Oh, and,
But the way we had it before was perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, it was great, but now it's the junior high is overcrowded, because the junior high is now a middle school, because it's got 6th, 7th, and 8th instead of 2 grades.
If they didn't take away the intermediate school, that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, then we wouldn't have the three different elementaries.
They're building a new stadium,
would, yes.
Too.
Yeah, a new stadium and a bigger parking lot, because, like, band practices and, like, a cow pasture. With lots of holes and
how amps. About we talk about that? How about that's our category for the day?
The stadium?
That our school is going to is becoming 5A because we are over the number of people to be 4A by 9 people.
By 9?
Right.
Are you telling me?
So yeah, that's what made us become 5A is that we have at the snapshot date, whenever you look to see how many people are enrolled in the school, we're 9 people over, so now we're becoming 5A.
You're joking, right?
So we would have money. Could have gone toward a new theater
or
be built like in front of the school.
Yeah. Or a bigger art place because we were
right.
Overcrowded.
Basically, like an arts,
yeah.
You know, department building that would have the theater and would have all that stuff.
That would be really nice.
But because we've gone over, so now the district decided that if you're a 5A school, you have to have certain things, amenities. More parking at the stadium.
No, well, we...
Turf. They're putting in turf at the stadium.
Yes.
Or,
visitor. Not parking, but also visitor stands and more stands for our side.
Well, our new stand's going to sit 4,000. That's what they were telling us.
Yeah, but a lot of that stuff we, like, band kind of does need, like, a bigger parking lot because we want to actually practice in a spot where I'm not afraid to, like, fall and break my ankle.
Well, I haven't said that yet. I'm probably coming off as if I wish that their money could go to stuff that wasn't just athletics.
I agree with you, though, at the same time, because I'm like, I guess I could deal with
the
athletics
didn't get a whole bunch of the money we got for going to 4A.
Yeah.
Because we've gone from 3A to 4A to 5A in, like, the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And, like, most of the money goes to, like,
athletics.
Well, when we went to 4A, basically they just bumped everybody up a level.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Every school basically went up one level that way. But, yeah, and athletics does... I don't think that it brings in money. We still spend money, but...
Yeah.
Because all of the money for concessions go to the boosters, go to the programs for band boosters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know that any of them really make money, but they do have a lot more participation and a lot more community support, you know, that people come to watch the football games and to watch that stuff. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have a brand new theater and have a brand new arts department and big...
Well, yeah, because there's...
Or... To go ahead and build a new department for the...
Let's not even have a new department. Like, art? Just give us more money. Because Miss Jenkins, like, last year, we needed money for, like, a printer. Because we needed to print out something. I forget what. And, like, color. And so she asked Dr. Sessions, and he, like, came back, like, the next week. And he was like, I found $900. And she said she, like, practically cried almost over that.
Well, yeah, the CTE department is great about being able to find the money to... Budgets work to where if you don't spend the money, then you don't get that amount of money next year. So
yeah.
If you're getting a budget, then you want to spend the money, but you also want to spend it on things you actually need.
I think they should split it up equally between the departments. Instead of just like giving this department a whole bunch of money, then giving this the least amount because not enough people take it. They should get it even because even if not a lot of people take it, that certain department, and they see like the new stuff that's coming in, they're going to get interested and want to take it. But then whenever they do, it's going to be overcrowded. There's not going to be enough materials. Because half of our teachers pay for a lot of our stuff out of their pockets because the school won't give them enough money.
Cough, cough. Miss Jenkins.
Yeah, Miss Jenkins does spend a lot of her money on that stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot of teachers do.
And then Miss Jenkins is like the teacher who has like everything stolen from her.
That is true.
No, it is because like Art 1 just like, I don't want to like bash them, but a lot of the kids are just in there because you have to have like an arts class. They don't really want to be in there.
Yeah, it was in the last year.
You're required to have a fine arts credit, right?
Yeah, and so, like, a lot of people just get put in Art 1, and they just don't care, and they, like, tear everything up. overnight stuff, or they take stuff from her or steal things.
That is bad.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Hello.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, you beat your game, Mr. Duncan.
No way.
Watch.
I just beat it.
This is the worst.
3 levels.
You're walking a fire.
Okay, we're creating video games. Hey, welcome. Welcome out here. Wait, this is the entire thing? It's a video of, like, going through all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the end? Oh, that was the very last
one. Just kidding, I beat it again.
Jeez, okay, fine.
Yeah, your game's...
I'm gonna make the game more difficult. I'm putting a wall in front of those barrels that I... Yeah.
Alright.
You can't blow up those barrels
anymore. I'll beat it again, no problem.
Anyways, let's...
We have visitors out at the fire today, it's awesome. And they weren't cold at all.
Anyways...
Let's just start over.
This entire episode
no.
was just scratched.
No, let's not scratch it.
Who's watching this? Who? Really, seriously.
I will legit.
Like, send an email to tweet us. What? Tweet us at the campfire.
I legitimately will watch this.
Who's watching this episode? Stormy's over there like, I'm finished my game and I want to go play her game.
Recording.
And we got more people. More visitors.
Hey, more visitors. Hey, come on.
Wait, no.
How's it going? What were we talking about today? We still don't even know, do we? Miss Jenkins? We were talking about Miss Jenkins. How awesome is Miss Jenkins?
I don't know her.
What?
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 I never took art or anything.
So. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, well that was a fail.
Yeah.
Well,
none of this is going into a show.
No, this is going
no,
in. If you don't put this in a show, I'll be upset. Because I would watch this.
Because we finished up the last show on Caleb's line. If this was an essay, we'd all get a one.
Like, what? I'm not even drinking coffee. I'm over here falling asleep. Our topic is so boring.
I'd say we should make our topic homework.
Homework?
That's even more...
I disagree with homework completely. That's stupid. We spend like
why?
8 hours a day.
Hey, welcome to the campfire. Today we're talking about homework.
And how pointless it is. We already spent like 8 hours.
I wasn't talking about how pointless it is. I was talking
pointless.
About how awesome
homework
is.
Like, you see this fire, that's where I point.
Throw my homework.
I believe homework shouldn't be like a mandatory thing if the teacher gives it to you.
Okay, there is a big argument, a big debate about whether or not you should get homework now. Why shouldn't people have homework?
Because you already spend over like the entire day here. You have stuff to
think
do
about
at
this.
Home.
Think about this. Alright, you're going to school. You got, say you're an athlete. You go to practice, then you go to work. Some people get off work around midnight or 1 and don't have time to do homework. They go home, bring a shower,
and the teacher's arguments, most are like, well, I stay up until like 3 grading papers. And I'm like,
you're grading papers, I'm working.
Darn, this is good, but all I hear is them.
Homework is like a broken pencil.
Ooh. Alright, we're starting the show on that again now.
Okay. But anyway,
so it's gonna be quiet out here by the campfire, the crickets are gonna be turned down, they won't be hearing anybody playing video games. We're talking about playing video games or anything like that. Or even people who aren't even supposed to be out here by the campfire, just hanging out in the
They're grounded.
Fire by it.
They're grounded.
Write them up.
Fine, you say the pointless thing again and I'll yell at them. Hey, hush! Y'all hear me yelling at you?
Nope. They don't.
What are
you talking to?
Yo!
I'm not talking!
Ruining our show! And it was awesome! Hey, welcome to the campfire.
Oh my god!
We're talking about homework. Now, Caleb, what do you think about homework?
Homework is like a broken pencil. It's pointless.
I think you messed that up.
I don't care.
We should start it back over.
No, if you say it again, I will leave.
You know what? In the words of Caleb, hey, welcome to the campfire.
I'm bad.
But in the words of Caleb, homework is like a broken pencil. It's pointless. Agree or disagree? Here are our thoughts. So, yeah, you had big opinions about, okay, both of you do. Why should people not be required to have homework? Why should we not? So, just tell me some, and then he'll piggyback off it.
We'll be back after I get some more coffee.
Anyway,
that was quick.
Okay.
All right, now, why no homework? Why should people not have it?
Because we spend already over half the day at school. If you really, and then we're, like, too busy. We have to douche. Like, stuff.
Yeah.
Good lord!
How many visitors are
What is visiting? Gonna happen? Do I need to lock the door?
Why?
Yes. What door?
People just keep walking in here.
What do you mean walking in here? Walking out here by the fire. That
oh, no.
We cannot get this. This is horrible.
They can't see us. I don't know what you're talking
but
about.
But they can hear
it's
you.
It's noise, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
And you're not even supposed to be in here, man.
Just
go!
Just edit it.
Hey, I'll just
tell her to get out of here.
I'll just come in here and tell you I beat your game.
That's no, three. You did not.
There's 3 of us in 1 class period.
You're bull! It was Antonio who did it again.
Antonio beat it once. Twice. Roberto wants me once.
Hang on.
Then that makes four, not three.
Anyways.
That's three people, Dork.
I feel like you feel...
Hey, welcome to the campfire.
I'm gonna say this.
So this is like, the beginning of the show is like, we're supposed to be excited and be like, hey, welcome to the campfire. It's gonna be like... God. Alright, we're starting this again. This is like the 10th time today because we've been constantly interrupted by all kinds of stuff. So welcome to the campfire. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
You look so angry.
Oh.
But... our topic today is how pointless homework is, or at least we think it is, and you might
You ruined
not.
His joke!
No.
Hey, welcome to the campfire.
Oh my god.
I am about to
jump in that fire back there.
Yeah.
Why? What are you talking about? This is the beginning of the show. You're supposed to be fired up.
Exactly, we're about to get fired up.
Hi, welcome to Splendora, Texas. We're hanging out here by the campfire. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is homework. And in the words of my good friend and student Caleb here, homework is like a broken pencil. It's pointless.
I think we all agree.
Thoughts? Thoughts about homework?
No.
Mario.
I
want to
know you first. Do you agree with homework or not?
Oh, why? I do. I'll be the bad guy.
Why?
I think that homework's not a bad thing.
You're
but I completely understand the reasons that you were going to tell me. That you have some reasons that you tell me that you think that we should not have homework.
Yeah, because we stay here almost over half the day and we have to go home and do things. We don't always have time for it.
Okay. Absolutely. You want to add to that?
Well, most of us, at least some of us,
have lives outside
of school. Some of us get out of school, and we go to practice, or we go to work, and we get home around 1 in the morning.
You get home around 1 in the morning?
Well, if you work 8-hour shifts, then yeah.
Do people really work 8-hour shifts?
Yeah.
Yes, Sonic.
Yeah.
People work.
Burger
so you mean to tell me that people have athletics that they're involved in, and they have other outside academic programs that they're involved in, and they have work they have to go to to help support their families and stuff like that?
Like
that maybe they don't have time in the middle of the night to do their homework before.
Yes. They
so we spend 8 hours a day here anyway, and okay, so I understand those points.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your argument?
So I would add to it that not everybody has equitable internet access or has... that when you're young, a lot of people's parents help them do their homework.
My parents don't.
My
a lot
parents
of people's parents, however, a lot of people's parents do not help
my
them do their homework. And they're left on their own. So some people's parents like know all of this stuff, some people don't. I think that there's lots of, yeah. But I think that homework should be different. I think that homework should be something that you... I don't think that homework should ever just be like sitting and doing bookwork. No, I think that it should be something, like for me, if we're talking in a video class, I should make you watch, whenever you're learning how to edit videos, a lot of people want to put transitions in, little water drop effects, stuff like that, star wipe. I would give you an assignment of watching one television show, and then looking for how many star wipes or how many water droplets you're going to see in the... You're none, right. So that's, you would learn that. Like you'd watch and be like, oh, now I get why he doesn't want me to ever use these silly transitions. Because that's homework. It's homework you can do while you're doing anything else.
Yeah.
See, I can agree with that, I guess. I mean, but that's not what the kind of homework we get.
What kind of homework do you get?
Bookwork. Read this, do this, answer all of these stupid questions.
Write this paper.
Wait, for one, I've never got a bookwork for homework.
I have, but I
do
usually
you even
don't
have books anymore?
Yes.
No.
I love reading.
Worksheets, right? So you get worksheets from.
Yeah, but...
And those worksheets usually have, like, the name of the book that they come from, and then you can Google answers to Houghton Mifflin, Algebra 1.
Yo, unless your teacher is smart and erases all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can
still, always look up.
Okay,
the question.
So if it's math, you can use PhotoMath. Really, you can cheat on any kind of homework that you take home with you, unless it's something that you have to create.
Well,
are you encouraging us?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Actually, yes. You know, I'll go out of my way and say, yeah, if your teacher gives you homework that's like 20 questions and you can just Google the answers to those 20 questions, then you should learn how to do what the assignment is.
Thank you. That's what I do.
You should learn how to do it, but you should still just find the answers. You know, at least, if nothing else, to check and make sure you get 100 on it.
I mean, half the time, I don't even do that. I just do it in one of the classes here because, like, I'm not going to do any schoolwork outside of school. It's kind of my thing.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm not completely against homework. And there are a lot of educators that I know that say never, ever, ever give homework. It's not fair. It's not fair to kids. It's not fair to parents. Parents want their kids to be kids. to do things, to go to basketball practice,
well,
to,
also
to be kids and have fun and go do stuff.
And me and you are here until most like 6:30, 7 almost every other day.
Yeah.
If you think about it also.
For band
kids,
and for color guard.
Say for those kids that don't do athletics or work or anything like that, they go home and they do the homework, but they don't have time to go outside because then it gets too late.
Right. Because they spend all their time doing homework.
Yeah.
They have to do it before they're allowed to go outside and do stuff.
I mean, I'm the kind of guy who would like to go out at night instead of day.
Okay,
so I guess if you're strange like me, you could do that. I'm used to
There's a nice tree right over there.
don't go out by the tree. Okay, hey, come here. Come here, because you're out here.
You are now a part of the...
We need a little bit more diverse group than these guys. We left out, because we were left... Yesterday we had a really good talk about tech addiction, like, that I have a problem with tech addiction and they don't at all. So we were talking about homework. Do you get homework?
No, I don't get homework. Usually I finish homework during class.
Hey, you're like me!
But if you finish, okay, so I'll make that argument against that. If you finish doing homework in another class, aren't you diverting the time away from that should be spent toward that class?
No, because I usually don't have work.
Yeah.
And there, I've finished it all already.
If I have free time, then I do it.
Again, this goes back to me, like, you're here to learn stuff at school.
Yeah. And my teacher...
So you shouldn't be finished with your work in a class, like, I'm
no,
done with
No,
the
teacher
that.
Has, like, a set amount of work they want to teach you every day. And you just do it.
Honestly,
it's not like, let's keep going, you've done.
When a teacher gives me homework, I don't go... Like, I go home and do it, but I just don't put forth the effort to learn what it has on the paper. Like, I just don't care. I just do it to get a grade.
It's the opposite of the goal of that, really.
Exactly, but that's what teachers do.
Hey, how's your day?
Good, thank you. It's cold, though, so cold.
It's a nice fire.
I guess there's not really, we're all against homework.
Yeah.
So for you, the homework doesn't serve its purpose of actually giving you practice in that activity. You say you should be practicing the thing that you're learning here at school. Are y'all familiar with, like, the flipped classroom model?
What?
This
Explain
is the
it.
Thing that, so it's been around for a long time. A good friend of mine has done it forever, and I've done a lot of it too. Basically, you assign people to learn the stuff at home. You give them, you mostly, for the most part, YouTube videos to watch.
We tried that with physics. It did not work.
I think there's a teacher here, a math teacher, who does that. I can't think of his name.
You know, I think a lot of people here do it. I mean, I do it whenever we make anytime I make a video that shows you how to do the, to edit videos. I mean, I walk you through how to do that stuff, so you can always come back and just pause and go back to it. But the idea of it is that you spend all of your class time doing the actual work, rather than learning it, rather than listening to lectures.
Yeah.
That you should never be lectured to while you're at school.
Rather than wait.
People should never stand up and, like, show a PowerPoint to you during school.
Oh my god, I had a teacher last year, and that's all
so
we did. Every day, it
that
was,
voice,
let's do
it. It got me. It cut me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Good job, but every day, it was a new PowerPoint, and he would... We gotta fill in the blank notes.
Mr. Jones.
Coach Hargenheim.
Oh.
Mr. Jones did class. Poor man.
I actually like his class because it was so easy. Because, like, I memorized
Teachers
stuff.
Like to talk. We like to lecture. We like to
I
just
love
show you
learning
stuff.
By lectures.
Do you?
Yeah, I like memorize
cut,
everything. People
Look,
say.
I got cut. It's right there.
Okay. Well, Steven is a very special snowflake, guys.
Oh, dear Lord. Steven's awesome.
Yeah,
it's spring. Is that...
It's still cold. I know it should be spring, but we didn't actually have a cold winter.
I'm just gonna walk behind you guys.
Right on here, I'll scoot up for you. We're talking about flip though, so you just don't like it? Now have you, I don't know, how has that worked for you? Have you had that to where you're required to just learn the stuff at home, like watch a video that the teacher creates, or even Khan Academy, or, I mean, I hate Khan Academy, but.
See, I tried going to that, but it doesn't work. Like, I just go on YouTube and look up the things that I'm looking for, and it actually helped a lot more than Khan Academy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Khan Academy's on YouTube too, right? But I mean.
Yeah. I'm not saying Khan Academy's bad if that's your choice.
Well, it's very, very specific. Like, it's hard to find exactly what the thing is that you're looking for because it's so specific. But, I mean, again, that's my. I mean, I think that you have all of the resources available to you to learn anything you want to learn. So if you need to learn it, then the teacher could really not even give you a flip lesson and say, go learn it. You know, this is what you need to learn. However, you need to learn it. If you need to watch a YouTube video, if you need to do practice with somebody. There's, like, awesome apps for math. Like, there's so many apps for
math. And that brings back to the technology thing. Like, you can even do that in class if the teacher doesn't want lectures. Like, hey, you need to learn this. Look it up on this website or look it up on Google and stuff like that.
Right. And go around and help the individual people who are looking for help. That's what class time should be about, ideally, for me. But, I mean, so for, I believe in assigning something to do before class, to learn before class. Now, everybody's not going to do it, and you can try to hold everybody accountable, but everybody's still not going to do it.
And the ones that don't do it, that's their own fault.
Well, yeah. But again, that's the argument for against homework at all, is that how not everybody has equal access to it.
Yeah.
And it's too much work for a teacher. If it's, your homework's a YouTube video, it's too much work for me to make a DVD of all of the videos for you to watch at home, because everybody's got at least a DVD player or a PlayStation or something.
Unless
or,
you have a VHS, you know, like me.
Make a cassette for me, a VHS tape for you. But I mean, I think that's still less of a valid argument, because there's always some way that people could watch a video that takes 7 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes for homework every day.
Can you make it?
But then also, if you have 8 classes, then you're watching an hour and a half of videos if everybody does that too.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any one right way to teach or any one right way to have a class. I think every class is different. Hopefully you'll see in mine that it's about you. I try not to just lecture very often.
Most of the time
I don't really even talk to address everybody in the class for more than a couple of minutes.
I know, which I love.
Well, I mean, because you need to be working. Yeah. I don't really need to
My geometry teacher, he lectures for about a whole class period, and then he gives us 20 minutes at the end of the class to do our work.
And if you don't got it done, you better to do it for homework.
Oh, yeah.
That's how my pre-cal teacher is.
But if it is, okay, so do they at least record them? Record these lectures?
No.
Oh, we have to sit there and watch them if we're not paying attention.
Or if you're not there, you...
Well, I mean, but you need to hear something more than once to remember how to do it, right?
Well, they'll say it.
They'll do like
board and then
they'll do like 3 questions and then they'll give you like a paper.
The thing is, you also need to think about how. Dang, I kind of forgot.
You're right.
I got lost in the conversation.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, there's teachers that really just, like, they just do a same lecture 8 times a day and don't even, like, just record it so you can watch it at home if you forget something, or how do you not do that, at least?
Well, the thing is, I actually remember now. The thing is, like, teachers need to be more enthusiastic about what they do.
Teachers are kind of,
See, because I have...
Teaching's not an easy job.
Yes, but I'm saying, like, coach, like, I'm not going to say the name, but,
He's not going to watch.
No, just in case, and he's
yeah,
really
I'm
monotone,
right.
Really, really monotone, and so you sit there and you're like, I gotta deal with this guy, and it's so boring, so you start falling asleep, and if teachers made it more fun, and...
Like, Coach Farney's a good teacher, he gets me interested in
history.
Oh,
I love Coach Farney.
I love listening to him, because even though he's sexist,
I'm not gonna lie.
He's very sexist.
Well,
bro,
no, he doesn't.
That's
just
tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, he's just joking.
He's just joking.
So sexism at school and misogyny at school.
All right, well, that's the end of the campfire.
Yeah, because I think we're about out of time.
We're about out of time.
We're never gonna ever come to a conclusion on things. I like homework.
Today,
your homework today is to watch a video.
I'm gonna leave all of this. Everyone has their own opinion. It's just some people's opinions are wrong.
You know, we're just not pointing fingers at anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Today's essay was a 2.
Today's essay was a 2.
We stuck to kind of a topic for a few minutes. Anyway, thanks, Stormy. Thanks, Mario. Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Caleb. We didn't say everybody's name yesterday. Thanks for watching The Campfire. Take care. We'll see y'all later. Goodbye. Stay warm. Stay woke.